It's in the Cards with Tony Gilbert is brought to you by the American Tarot Association, where tarot is your tool for personal development and spiritual growth.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Tony, and how are you? I can't believe it. Spring is almost into summer here. One thing I'd like to ask you, we have a caller today who lives in Oregon as well. I've read statistics about Seattle, you know, with the overcast skies and things like that. Depression, is that more prevalent on the in the Northwest, or because the scenery is so beautiful when it does clear off, that makes up for it and compensates?
You know,
I mean, what's your experience? You've been a registered nurse for years.
Well, you know, that's a really good question, but I don't know the answer.
Well, we're just proving here that we didn't rehearse the show. I've often wondered that, but I imagine it's about like everyplace else. I know Oregon is just fantastically beautiful, especially where
right,
you live.
Right. Well, I think you can find something to be depressed about wherever you're at. You know, even if it's sunny all the time, you can get depressed about that. So, you know, I don't.
Well, yeah, you can live in the most beautiful palatial place and
yeah,
be depressed.
Yeah.
Or you can live in a lousy place and have a good attitude, a positive mental attitude.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I've heard that the sun has something to do with it, but I don't experience that myself. I really enjoy the winter.
Well, I know you love the weather there, and most people that live in that climate do. I know when I first lived in San Francisco Bay Area, the first 4 or 5 months, it was kind of dreary. I couldn't get used to it, but after that, it was just, you know, fantastic. I look forward to it clearing off in the middle of the morning.
Yeah, there's a lot of variety here, and as far as all the weather goes, you know, the seasons change, and, you know, we get, when it's fall, you can tell it.
Yeah, you get snow, don't you? You get snow, don't you?
Once in a while. We get snow in the mountains. If we want mm-hmm. snow, we can drive up the mountains and we have it. And we drive to the coast and we have the ocean. We have everything.
Well, I thought it was interesting, last week when we did our little imagery mm-hmm. thing, you thought I'd probably pick the mountains or
right,
the seashore.
Right.
And I picked an urban
yeah.
area.
L.A., downtown L.A., no doubt.
Yeah.
This is a healing place,
huh? Yes.
What?
Well, you have to be healed or you can't survive
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
No, I it's just different people, different things. I guess I'm the first guy that's come up with that kind of scenario.
Well, you are for me. I don't know about other people, but yeah. So there was the second one, you know, when we took your consciousness into your eyeball. Have
yes.
you been doing that? We talked about.
Yes, I have. Not as much as I probably should. But
well, that's who you are.
I have, and basically, you know, I have a scar tissue on the other eye, on the optic nerve, from laser mm-hmm. treatments to stop the bleeding, and this last week, I let my mind roam around in there instead of being on the little stand that painters use, you know, and putting on the mm-hmm. lotion. I was actually chipping away at this the scar
That's
tissue.
That's great.
Trying to smooth
yeah,
it off.
Yeah, great.
Well, I don't know if I've really, you know, gotten any progress out of it. I will say one thing,
what?
Though. It is relaxing, mm-hmm. and so I'm sure it's not bad
no.
for me.
No, and it's
and you know,
it helps.
Who knows? One of these things with the problems I have with my vision is that it gradually gets a little better, and you don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way, when it was getting worse, it took me a while. I probably didn't catch it in
right.
time. Simply because it didn't dawn on me what was really
yeah,
happening.
Yeah. Well, it can't hurt any of this stuff. You know, this is just the mind helping the body heal, and it's free, and like I said, you know, you may as well use it if you can. And you do very well with it. So keep it on with that.
Well, I plan to. We'll see
yeah.
what happens. Today, are we going to use the cards to to help some?
Yeah, a little bit later, but you sent me an email, and I thought it was kind of interesting, and I wanted you to share it with our listeners. About the obituaries
yeah,
you were going
well,
on?
Yeah, what I was doing is I was doing some research for my Las Vegas show, and we just did a 100th anniversary program, the birthday of Las Vegas, and in fact, they had a big, huge cake downtown, and it was several feet long and wide and big and tall, and everybody in the town had free cake, but they had about half of it left over, so they gave it to the pigs in a nearby farm. And I thought, well, it would be a good way to do this show. Dr. Michael Green was my guest, and we were talking about Las Vegas history. And I thought, I'll look through the obituaries in the Las Vegas newspapers and see if I can find somebody that's 100 years old this week, since Las Vegas was formed May 15th, 2005, down at the railway head, which is now the Union Plaza, or now just a plaza. But at that time, that was about the only thing in town. And the reason the town formed there is because there was an availability of water.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a meadowland. Well, anyway, so I started looking through the obituaries, and I noticed that over half the people, or at least half, in the week that I looked through the papers, were my age or younger. And that's kind
wow.
of a sobering thought.
You're no kidding.
And I'm 65, and many people were, you know, dying at 60, 58, 57, 59.
Mm-hmm.
And so I began to think about, you know, what the point of life and what it means and how you should live it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, so I wrote this email.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to read the entire thing, or?
No, I just like the last part the best, the last paragraph.
Okay, I'm making a pledge to make each day the most of what it is. Another day in a life that will not go forever. I know how I want to live these final years. Doing what is the right thing and treating everyone with respect and love. After all, we are all just travelers in this strange land, with a journey that may end tomorrow or maybe not. Just something to think about. Thanks for your time.
Now, I was just stopped in my tracks by that. I thought it was beautiful. It's also very feminine.
Yeah, we've had a little debate about that all along.
Yeah, see, your feminine's coming through. You start doing inner work and voila,
well,
you start getting soft and feminine and very nice.
I don't know if I want to debate you again on this or not, but it certainly is the more thoughtful side of life.
Certainly, you know, and I find this is what happens when people start paying attention to their inner side, you know, their more feminine side, is that they do, you know, start appreciating life and appreciating others that are in their life and their blessings, and it's very healing.
Well, I've, as I've mentioned before with you, I've had a charmed life, and I'm not oblivious to that fact.
Oh, of course not. No one is. But I just thought this was quite striking. You know, this.
And I see one of the reasons what brought this on. You know, a lot of people thought, well, this guy's thinking about dying, and that wasn't really what brought it on at all. What brought it on was the fact that, in my sense, is that most people these days really don't follow karma or the golden rule like they used to. They're kind of in for it. In what's in it for me? What can I
mm-hmm.
do? How far can I get ahead? And they don't worry about the expenses of others that they spend the success. And I've always mm-hmm. considered the effects of the things I do on other people. And I think we all would be a lot better off if
okay.
we did. That doesn't mean I'm always perfect, because, you know, I do things
mm-hmm.
that are hurtful, and Sometimes I'm oblivious to the fact, but I'm a Sagittarian. I think that's part of the track that they take. They think they're complimenting people, and other people are getting insulted, and they don't realize it.
So basically what you're saying with this guided imagery, what are we talking about here for anybody who's listening that has something wrong
with it? Well, you can go take your consciousness, your imagination, inside of your whatever's wrong. You know, if you have a liver ailment, in your case, we went inside your eyes because that's where the injuries were. And but you know, you can go to your bowels or your uterus or anything, and use your imagination and work around there.
Well, I think I got a better journey.
Why?
And I know what you're saying, though. So you can just contemplate it, visualize
it. You can work with it.
Have you had experience of this stuff happening? And, you know, does it help?
Yes, it does help. Yes.
Okay.
I've had, you know, you can decrease inflammation, you can decrease swelling, you can, a number of things. I worked with someone with hepatitis C one time, and I used energy work as well as the imagery. And in a couple of months, he had another test, and it showed that he didn't have hepatitis C. And the doctor said, oh, well, you never have had it. But he'd had two tests prior to that that said he did have it, and his doctor had him join a hepatitis C support group. You know, so, but, you know, how do you prove it? You know, we didn't have any proof, but he and I knew
that
he is using the imagery and doing the energy work. There was a healing that happened. And, you know, and irritable bowel syndrome is really good for that. I think probably just part of the, like you said, you know, the meditation makes you relax really well, and that's part of the healing, because then your body, when you're relaxed and in meditation, your body can, your natural defenses can work better. And slows your mind down, and when the mind races, the body races. You know, the mind and the body work together. So if the mind is thinking it's healing itself, then that's what it's doing at some level. I definitely see healing taking place using guided imagery. And hospitals use it,
well,
too. You know, so there's your indication, and insurance will pay for it.
Well, that's interesting.
Yep.
Then it probably works.
Yeah, it probably does. If insurance pays for it, there's been enough research
That they can justify paying for it. That's good.
Yeah.
So someone could really contact you and get more information about this at tonygilbert.com. And you have a website there, and we don't talk about that enough. And you also have this alternative journal I like. That's a different website.
Alternative Journal of Nursing. Yeah.
We have all that information on our page here where we do these shows.
Right.
I guess we need to get back to the sizzle of the tarot cards by calling this lady. I'm not quite sure. She was going to get you to talk to her about.
Yeah, I've had email contact with her, and she's in Beaverton, Oregon, which is a suburb of Portland, Oregon. And she has a story, and we'll just get her on the phone and talk to her.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll pause for a word, and when we come back, we'll be back in a moment with Tony Gilbert. We'd like to talk to you about the American Tarot Association and how you could join and start your journey with beginner through advanced courses. There are audio tapes available, and also CDs at special member discounts. Receive the American Tarot Association quarterly for the latest news on the tarot. Now you can go over to the website and visit the tarot reflections for free. And simply just go over to the website. You know, one of the great things about the American Tarot Association is that actually it's a connection, a great connection, a link for you to join the lively community of other tarot card professionals and enthusiasts. People just like you, united in their passion for tarot. Now, here's the website. It's www.ata-tarot.com. You simply go over to that website, and you can discover how to help shape your future. We urge you to join today. For more information, go over to the website, and once again, here it is, www.ata-tarot.com.